Good morning and welcome to Citizens December 10, 2025 Audit Committee meeting that is publicly noticed in the Florida Administrative Register to convene at 8:30 a.m. and will be recorded with transcribed minutes available on our website. For those attending today's meeting through the public link, you are automatically in listen-only mode with presentations appearing in the webinar. Panelists, thank you for identifying yourself prior to addressing the committee. Chair Shelton, we have no speaker requests for today's meeting. I'll proceed with official roll call. Chair Shelton?
Present.
Board Chair Baruff?
Here.
Governor Spotswood? Chairman, you have a quorum.
Thank you, Bonnie. I don't think we've ever had a speaker at Audit Committee. Do we recognize the speaker at the end, or do they want to do the public comment now?
We don't have any speakers for this meeting, do we?
I apologize. I must not have heard correctly.
Okay.
So thank you. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Thank you, Bonnie. First order of business for the Audit Committee is a simple approval of the minutes from the September 24-25 board meeting.
So moved.
We have a second.
I'll second.
Thank you, sir. Minutes are approved. Mr. Martins is going to be presenting to us this morning a few items that are action items, his budget for the upcoming year, minor updates to his audit committee charter and the charter for the Office of Internal Auditor, and some updates to his internal audit policies. He will go through, obviously, the audits that were completed, those in progress, and those planned for the coming year. Mr. Martins, you are recognized to present.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Good morning, Governors. Today, I'll take a brief talk through a few items, what we completed this quarter, the work we already motioned, and the plan that we've queued up. We had some slides that we can quickly go through. For this quarter, we closed six specific engagements, which is shown there in the left bottom corner of the slide. In the agency compliance, we identified two high impact issues, primarily in access management. And in the software asset management audit, we provided guidance to strengthening governance and oversight. Management has treated these agency compliance issues with urgency and is on track to resolve them by the end of this year. Looking ahead for quarter one, we have quite a number of engagements in progress currently. To highlight is the artificial intelligence governance advisory that we are providing. We're working with IT and the business units to develop that governance structure for the organization, provide the guidance that we can on that. And we're also completing our data analytics exercise for the year and finalizing our continuous assurance program. For next quarter, we have six engagements planned: the CAT preparedness, ethics, patching, vulnerability management, premium invoicing, refund, suspense accounts, and underwriting. These are all designed to provide assurance of storm readiness, expense management, and change management. Slide three, please. On performance, we are keeping a focus on three specific items. I think the one that we need to mention is the bottom one. We focus on audit productivity, where we have an 80% productivity target for ourselves, and we've reached that target, working towards that towards the end of the year. And that is helping us to complete the work that we need to do throughout the year if we maintain the productivity that we need to have. Slide four, please. Impact issues for this period. The open by engagement chart is a slide is intended to provide transparency into where issues reside and how they are progressing. The key point is that there is visible traction and management is giving appropriate attention to timely and effective closure of these issues. None of these issues are overdue. On the chart, you can see the two high impact issues in red that relates to the agency management issues. But all these issues are tracked appropriately and management is responding appropriately to those. None of those are overdue. So we're really pleased about that. And then slide five, we focus on enterprise risk management and control. Enterprise risk management's current monitoring indicates 87% of the documented risk assessments have been reviewed and are within tolerance. The remaining items are under heightened observation and potential strategic and emerging risk characteristics have been identified. At this time, there are no material concerns to bring to the committee's attention from a risk management perspective. Internal control, 27% of the control assessments are in progress, while 73% have been completed to date. no control failures have been identified. About 9% of the controls require minor documentation, enhancement, or redesign to keep them in track with changes within the organization. Look at slide 6, please. We have several action items for the committee to consider today. The first is approval of the 2026 Office Internal Audit, Office of Internal Audit Strategy and Plan, along with the associated budget. The plan was developed using a risk-based approach to understand citizens' operations and associated risks. Our aim is to deploy available resources in a way that provides timely and comprehensive governance and coverage of audit risk and control activities. Risk-based audit engagements, full mapping to the global internal audit standards and readiness for the external quality assurance assessment is being considered by internal audit. Enterprise risk follows a dynamic enterprise risk program. Formalized risk appetite and key risk indicator libraries are being developed and will be introduced earlier next year, and enhanced scenario analysis is currently being conducted. Internal controls, continued internal controls framework maturity is growing, expanding control self-assessments and testing standards with a stronger compliance focus for next year and this year. All across internal audit, enterprise risk, internal control, we expanded analytics and automation to support continuous assurance. We're going to utilize automation and the data analytics capabilities that we have to reduce the time that you spend within the organization while we're expanding the assurance what we provide. Slide 7, please. At a glance, internal audit will complete approximately 26 audit engagements next year with about 10% contingency reserve for unforeseen events. Our primary focus areas for next year will be effectiveness and resiliency, expense and capital management, reporting and data accuracy, compliance and litigation, data management and protection. These areas were selected to align with citizens' strategic priorities and evolving risk profile. Slide 8, please. The Office Assurance 2026 budget is $4.07 million compared to $389 million budgeted for 2025, with the total staffing remaining unchanged. The increase reflects rising cost of living investment in tools, analytics, and capabilities. If there are no questions, I will continue to read the recommendation for the approval of the 2026 plan and budget.
Questions from the committee? Motion to approve the OI strategy plan and the budget for 2026. Thank you.
I have a question, Chair.
Now you recognize.
As the business is shrinking because of the success of the takeouts, can you explain to me why we're spending more money on people?
It's the 4% living increase. Look at the.
I'm sorry, I can't hear you, Joe.
Oh, I'm sorry, sir. The money that we have on people is we're not changing staff next year, but we have a living expense increase of roughly around 4% that the company is budgeting.
Okay, so it's strictly an increase to offset inflation and so forth?
That's correct, sir.
Thank you. Second the motion.
Motion carries. Next action item.
The next slide, please. Both the Audit Committee Charter and the Internal Audit Charter were reviewed against the requirements of the Institute of Internal Auditors Global Internal Audit Standards. Based on that review, we suggest minor updates to both charters. If there are no questions on the charters, I will continue to read the recommendation for approval.
Motion to approve the changes to the charter.
Move to approve.
Thank you.
Second.
Next slide,
second.
Please.
It is approved.
The Internal Audit also have two corporate policies that we manage. The first one relates to the internal audit function itself, and the second one, the observation management practices that we have. Our review indicated minor changes within those two policies for this year, and again, we ask approval for those changes with the committee.
Any questions? A motion to approve the changes to the internal audit policies?
Changes.
Second.
Motion carries. And Joe, to be clear, I think when the action item we took prior to that, we were approving the changes to both the audit committee charter as well as the charter of the Office of Internal Audit.
Within this committee, for the audit committee charter, that would go to the board for approval.
Right.
after this meeting.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
One of the things real quickly as we go through, and Joe touched on his audits that completed, the one was the high, he called it the high impact items, and it was related to information, policyholder information that may have been available unintentionally to some of the agencies that write our policies. But it's been corrected, or it will be totally corrected by the end of the year. But it, I think it's important to note, and correct me if I'm wrong, Joe, there wasn't any breach. It's just that the data was out there and could be available, correct?
Data was available. Yeah. Should somebody went into it, but that data is being protected now.
Thank you. It's a sensitive topic. People, data is information. We'll make sure that that's protected. And the management's working well with Joe, according to our friend of our meeting before the meeting. So, Mr. Martin, do you have anything else to present?
That concludes my report, sir.
Any other questions from the committee members or any other governors here? We audit committee is adjourned. Thank you, Mr. Martins.
Thank you, sir.